Hello, this is Dr. John Davis. We're coming up to a different, very difficult area in psychology in my Psychology 150 class at AB Tech. So I wanted to put this podcast on as quickly as I could. So I'm going to wing it here for a while, not have notes and that sort of thing. I'd like to talk about schedules of reinforcement so that students will have something to listen to and perhaps make schedules of reinforcement a little clearer and help it hit home a little bit more for them. This is maybe the major contribution that B.F. Skinner made to the field of psychology, and that is to help us understand when and how frequently we behave in certain ways. He talked about four different schedules of reinforcement, and I'll list them right now, and then we'll talk about them one at a time and talk about how they operate in your life. First one is fixed interval. And by the way, there are two interval schedules and then two of another kind called ratio. And let me just say the difference between those two general types. The interval types, the reinforcement comes based on some time span, some time amount of time passing. But in the ratio schedules, the reinforcement comes after some amount of behavior, some number of instances of behavior. So that's the difference between the two. The person delivering the reinforcement, and as you know by now, Skinner's ideas were all around the delivery of positive reinforcement, negative reinforcement, punishment, and extinction. So anyway, the delivery of the positive reinforcement can come in a number of different ways, and the way that it comes, and by way I mean the timing of it, determines the way the behavior is going to happen, either how often it's going to happen or how rapid it's going to happen, those kinds of things. So let's go back now and pick up the two interval schedules. First, the fixed interval schedule. Fixed interval schedule means that the reinforcement comes after a very specific amount of time. And when you're working with an animal in a lab, it's what you do is you wait that particular amount of time, and then you watch the rat or the whatever animal you're looking at, and then you reinforce them the first time they exhibit the behavior after that amount of time has passed. With humans, we are on a lot of fixed interval schedules, and we act in what we could call a fixed interval way in a lot of areas of life. For example, paychecks, weekly paychecks or monthly paychecks are similar to the laboratory fixed interval schedule. You get the reinforcer, your money, based on some passage of some amount of time. So it's not so much how much behavior you do in that amount of time. It's simply that you were there, you showed up, you did your job, and so you get your paycheck at the end of the month. What a fixed interval schedule tends to produce is last-minute responding of any particular behavior anyway. A good example of it is a test, studying for a test in a course. Let's say you have a midterm and a final exam, and when do you think this studying is going to occur? The studying is most likely to occur, the most studying, the night before the test. Not so much the first day of the term, not so much the second day. We've got things to do, got to get around, meet the people, got to go visit, got to buy books, lots of stuff like that, lots of excuses for not studying early on. And if there's no test until the midterm, then no reinforcement is going to come until then. So we tend to wait to get started with the course and find ourselves the night before the test cramming, and sometime during the middle of the night we swear we're never going to do this again, but guess what? Next term, same thing. Study the night before the midterm, the night before the final, but not so much in between, if that's how the course is set up. This is a problem, of course, for students and faculty as well. And very often after people have gone through this a few times and sworn that they're never going to let this happen to them again, but still it does happen again, they begin to think they don't have any willpower, and that's not the case. They are simply being pulled by the force of a fixed interval schedule. These schedules have a certain amount of force to them, a certain amount of pull, and they will get the same kind of behavior every time they're employed. A variable interval schedule would be similar in that there's some amount of time that passes before the reinforcement comes, not a certain amount of behavior, a certain amount of time. But it varies. You never quite know how long you're going to wait before the reinforcer comes. To stay with the school example, a variable interval schedule would be something like a pop test. The teacher gives a test every once in a while. You never know when it's going to come, but it's not based on how much you do. It's based on the whim of the teacher. He just decides all of a sudden to give a pop test. There's some amount of variable time that passes between them. This tends to get what is called a low and steady rate of performance. People will study, for example, if we're looking at the behavior of studying, they'll study along the way a little bit more if they know they're likely to have a pop test. So variable intervals get a little bit higher rate of performance than a fixed interval schedule. Then the two ratio schedules, fixed ratio and variable ratio schedules, are based not on any passage of time, but on an amount of behavior or a number of items produced or a number of times that something was done. An example of that is, let's say you work in an industry where you have to produce a certain number of pieces and you get paid on what they call a piecework basis. After you've produced 100 items of whatever it is you're producing, you get paid for those 100 items. And the faster you can produce them, the better, because you get paid every time you finish 100. An artist, for example, might have someone who makes stretchers or frames for them, and they might have it set up so that, you know, I'll pay you every time you make 10 for me. And so that's a fixed interval schedule. Every 10th frame or stretcher that you make, I'll pay you for those 10. So it's not, you know, I'll pay you every month, it's I'll pay you for 10. If that were variable, if you never knew how many you had to make in order to get paid, and hardly anything is set up like that, then that would be a variable ratio schedule. An example of that, though, in the business world is sales and calling. If we're looking at the behavior of calling people to try and make a sale, you never know how many people you have to call in order to make a sale, which is the reinforcer, but some number of them have to be called, and the first time you try it, you may call 5, the next time you may call 10 and make the sale, and the next time you call 1 and you make the sale. Next time it might be 100 people you call before you make a sale. So that is a variable ratio schedule. It's not based on the passage of time. It's based on the number of calls that you make. You know that the more calls you make, the more sales you'll make. So those are essentially the four scales. Let me review them. Fixed interval, based on a certain definite amount of time that the person expects and knows is there. Variable interval, they do not know, the person or animal does not know how much time is going to pass before they receive the reinforcer. Pop test was the example there. Gets a little bit higher rate of performance. And then a still higher rate of performance is obtained by the ratio schedules, particularly fixed ratio. It gets a higher rate of performance than those two interval schedules. Actually, the kind of performance that it gets is a high rate and then a pause, a rest period after reaching the level that gets reinforced. So if you look at it on a graph, it looks like a straight line heading in a up and to the right direction, and then when the reinforcer is delivered, a line levels off, goes straight across the graph instead of up, and then when the person or animal is ready for the reinforcer again, the behavior starts up again, and so the line rises, and the line, of course, is measuring the amount of behavior. The schedule that gets the most response, the highest rate of behavior, is a variable ratio schedule. And rats and people will actually work themselves to death on a ratio schedule. People will work on a ratio schedule and pay you to let them work. An example of that is people who are operating slot machines in a casino. Those people are working. Now, the very definition of work is to move something through space. So they're moving an arm on this one-armed bandit through space, or nowadays I think they're mostly push button, but anyway, they're pushing that button, moving it through space. So they do it at a very high and steady rate, and that's the kind of behavior you get with a variable ratio schedule. And in fact, they are paying to do it. The casinos tell them before they walk in the door that they are going to pay to do it. Very often there's a sign above the door. They have to advertise their payback rate on the slot machines, and it's typically around 80% or 75%, something like that. But they'll advertise it and be very proud, for example, that they're going to pay you back 80% of what you give them. And that's what they're telling you when you see that sign above the door. We're going to give you back 80% of your money. So you're actually paying them to let you work, and the occasional reinforcer keeps you motivated. And this is all about motivation. This is, Skinner had more to say to us about motivation than any other theorist, because he taught us these schedules that tell us how people are going to function. Let me give you an example from my own life of the change that can occur when you move from one schedule to another. At one time in my life, I worked as a therapist for an agency, and we got paid on a fixed interval schedule. We got paid once a month. We were supposed to see four families per day. And if you've ever done anything like this, family counseling or anything, you know that it's pretty exhausting, and seeing four families a day is probably an average number in an agency like that. One time they decided they wanted us to see more than four because there was a budget crunch and they needed to be taking in a little more money, so they wanted us to try to see five a day, and we just complained and got out in the hall, walked up and down the hall, talked to each other about how this was just horrible. These people didn't understand how it was to see four families a day. You were just exhausted. You couldn't possibly see five. This was just a horrible thing they were asking us to do. Well, they backed off and didn't ask us to see five a day. And, of course, we were very happy about that. But later, I left that agency and went into private practice. And guess what happened? Immediately, I went to seeing seven a day, and was looking for another way to see another one, looking for a time slot to put an eighth one in. Now, the interesting thing about this is that, well, there are a couple of interesting things about it. The first one is that it's the schedule of reinforcement that changed, and you see what they were, right? The first schedule of reinforcement was fixed interval. I got paid once a month, got my reinforcement once a month. The second schedule was a fixed ratio schedule. So we jumped into the ratio group of schedules, and you get a much higher rate of responding when you are being paid for the behavior rather than for time. My ex-boss used to say, when you pay for time, that's what you get. Time. You don't get work. So I moved into an arena where I was being paid for work, not time, and my behavior changed completely. The second thing about that was interesting to me was that my energy level changed. That's the amazing thing about this. When reinforcement changes, the force, the energy that is involved in pulling you to do that work changes. I felt like seeing those seven people a day and felt like seeing another one. But I did not feel like I could when I was working in the agency. My energy level changed. That was probably the most outstanding lesson from this for me, was that schedules of reinforcement change your energy level. In the laboratory, a rat pressing a bar on a variable ratio schedule will actually work themselves to death. If you thin the schedule out slowly enough and start, you know, paying them off with food every few times they press the bar, and then thin that out until you're only paying them off, say, every 100th time that they press the bar, they will eventually just have a heart attack, work themselves to death. Guess what? People do the same thing. That's what the 50-year-old heart attack is all about. The now more and more women are having heart attacks because more and more women are in these management type positions where there is a payoff for working and working and working and not resting in between. So people also will work themselves to death, you know, or half to death on a variable ratio schedule, sometimes on a fixed ratio schedule. All right, well, so this was about schedules of reinforcement. Stay with it. And those of you who are in my class, go back and review and try to nail down the names and what it feels like to be involved in each one of these schedules, and go back and remember the examples. Try to tie an example to each schedule. That's the best way to remember them. For a fixed interval schedule, you can think about midterm and final exam. For variable interval schedule, a good example of that is the reinforcement you might get from a boss that comes around every now and then and visits your cubicle or your position, and it's reinforcing for them to stop by. You never know when, and it isn't based on your behavior. They just come by once in a while. That would be a variable interval schedule. A fixed ratio schedule, you remember the example there, it's you've contracted with someone to produce something for you, and as soon as they get a certain number of them done, you pay them. That's a fixed ratio schedule. And of course, it's to their benefit to do them as fast as possible. The variable ratio schedule is the best example to keep in mind there is the salesperson. And by the way, one more example of how you can see a contrast in behavior is this. I used to work for Sporting Goods in Sears, and we were paid by the month. And we stood around a whole lot and tried to avoid answering the phone and tried to ask the other person who was working with us to take the next person coming in. We took the last one. There was a lot of that kind of talk. Right next to us was the large appliance department, and there the men were paid on commission. So they were reinforced for every sale that they made. We were not. So they're on a variable ratio schedule. They try hard to make a sale. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, so it's not, you know, a definite ratio. You never know how much behavior you have to put out to, or how many times you have to answer the phone, or stop a customer, or whatever, in order to make a sale. But you do know the more you do it, the more sales you're going to make. And these guys hustled. They were moving constantly. And they laughed at us for standing around looking lazy, and they called us lazy. And in a way we were, but the truth was we were just simply responding to the schedule of reinforcement. There really is no such thing as lazy. People are very busy doing whatever it is they want to do. It's just that they won't do what we want them to do because we don't have the schedule of reinforcement set up to get them to do it. All right. Well, thank you very much for listening, and I hope this helps a little bit with schedules of reinforcement, and I will talk to you again another time. This is Dr. John Davis. Goodbye for now.